Elizabeth in Santa Clarita, California. Hi, Elizabeth.
How you doing, Leo?
I am well. How are you?
I'm ecstatic to talk to you. I never thought I would get through. I love you like you have no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm too old for you, sir, but anyway.
At my age, no one's too old for me.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll take my vitamin E or something.
What can I do for you?
Okay, I am a disabled senior, and it was never on the internet and always wanted to be. And I have a nephew that I had worshipped to the skies until this summer when he came to visit.
Uh-oh.
And
what did he do?
Well, what he did was I heard the drawer of my file cabinet closing. He said he was going to the bathroom. I heard the file drawer of my file cabinet closing. I walk in the room. He's closing the drawer and frantically stuffing something into his pocket.
The case of the nosy nephew on the next.
Oh, yes, but also
Perry Mason.
Yes, and he also had my computer up and running without my knowledge and consent.
Right.
And obviously his whole point was so that he would have complete access to my computer. How do I erase his access and his password?
He may have merely been using it to, you know, surf the net, check his email.
No, that's not him.
That's not him, huh?
That's not him.
So
no,
this guy,
he's up to something.
You have reason to believe that he's up to something.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to tell you this. He works for the state.
Does he work for the CIA?
I don't know how far.
Is he a hacker?
I don't know how far up the state, but he keeps talking about getting a new job with this new supervisor. He hasn't met this new supervisor yet. He's been talking about this new supervisor for months.
Okay, whatever you do, do never watch the USA Network show Mr. Robot, because you will get so paranoid. It's about hackers, and it's what's interesting is how accurate it is, and it's terrifying because it essentially will give you the feeling that there's no hope. None at all, that none of us have a chance against these wily hackers. Is your nephew, do you think your nephew is has mad computer skills?
Yes, he does.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he does. He's way up there.
And what is he looking for? But what does he have, Elizabeth? What do you have that he wants?
God only knows.
Okay.
I don't have enough vitamin E and, you know, in this family.
Yeah.
You know.
You think he wants to, for instance, steal your credit card number, something like that?
Well, I don't have any credit, so that's not it.
Yeah.
He just wants to make use of my computer and possibly frame me for something. I don't know what these
Good Lord.
Do. Well, he didn't talk to me for 10 years. Neither did the rest of my family.
Oh, they're out to get you.
No, these relatives are coming to visit and calling.
All of a sudden, do you have a big inheritance?
In my computer.
Do you have a big inheritance, Elizabeth?
I don't know, but we shall find out if I ever get on the computer and learn to use it myself. Maybe I can find this out.
I don't think. I think it's
just for revenge.
I think
just
it's
for revenge.
It's not much he can do with your computer. Let's be honest with you. If you use it to buy things online, then he might. Perhaps you've stored a credit card number. Maybe you have a document on there with information about bank accounts.
But I've never put anything on the computer.
Then there's nothing on there that you have to worry about.
But he put his passwords on so he can get in.
Yeah, but he can't
I don't want that.
So the best thing to do if you're worried, it's legitimate to worry once somebody has physical access to your computer, because at that point, depending on their mad skills, the sky's the limit. They could do all sorts of bad things to you if they're motivated and they're smart enough. Generally, it would be sufficient for you, I think, Elizabeth, to reformat, reinstall the computer. You haven't used it, so there's nothing on there that you need to preserve. Most computers come with a disk for formatting and reinstalling Windows. That's what I would suggest. That will take any modifications he's made off and give you sole access to it. There are things like, they call them RATs, a remote access Trojan. It's possible to put on somebody's computer if you have physical access to it, or you can convince them to run a program on your behalf remotely that would let them have access to the camera, the microphone, the keyboard. You don't want that. But wiping the drive, reformatting, and reinstalling Windows, get some local kid to do it, would be fine. If he is really sophisticated and skilled, there are things he can do, like putting a keystroke logger in between your keyboard and the computer, a little dongle, that would be you couldn't wipe out with software. It'd be very hard to detect. Just like a phone tap. If he has time and the inclination, there's a lot he can do. I don't think you have to worry about that. Just reformat the PC. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot to worry about, Elizabeth, frankly. It's very unlikely that your nephew is, you know, I mean, what do you have that he would want? I mean, what is he going to be able to do? But there is that legitimate concern for all of us. If somebody has physical access to your computer, they can make modifications to it. But I think it's unlikely. If you're worried, get an iPad and keep it by your side. Leo Laporte, the tech guy, 8888-ASK. Leo, the phone number. Just thinking about poor Elizabeth's predicament. One of the problems, of course, is that we have computers that are way over complicated, way more than we need. For instance, I doubt Elizabeth needs a full Windows PC. I think most people be better served by a Chromebook or an iPad, something that's much simpler and, frankly, much more secure. Had she called and said, my nephew got into my Chromebook, it'd be easy. You just say, well, there's a power wash in the settings. Just hit that key and it'll restore the Chromebook to its original state. Boom, just like that. Late model Windows PCs will do that. There's a recovery control panel that lets you completely wipe and restore your Windows. If you have a late model Windows PC, Elizabeth, that would be a good way to do this. If you have disks, that works too. But nowadays, most computer manufacturers don't send you disks. Fortunately, Windows 8, Windows 10 both have recovery systems that allow you to wipe the drive and start fresh. In most cases, that's sufficient. An iPad would be even better. There's not anything he could do to you on an iPad. All he could do is snoop around. And it's more. I think it's easier to use for most people. My mom loves her iPad. It's pretty much all she uses all the time. And she has a desktop and a laptop Mac.